Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hawks lose to the Bulls again. 126-123. Jalen Johnson, 24-10. That's 10 assists. Trey had 22-15. But not enough. Not enough.
Oh, these guys with these factoids about Trey and defense. You're going to trigger people.
Yeah, they are.
You're going to get Trey heads all upset. Stop saying that the Hawks are the worst team in the league when Trey's on the floor defensively and the 10th best when he's not. Stop saying that. You really are going to get people upset.
Wait a minute. Did you just drop
What's that?
Did you just drop that knowledge?
No, I'm just saying the fact that people keep putting it out there on social media. No, that they are the 30th. How many teams in the NBA? The worst team in the league when Trey's on the floor defensively.
People are saying this?
State your source.
I mean, well, there's a lot of folks that are putting this out there. A lot of different websites, a lot of guys that follow basketball.
State your source.
Okay. Trey, I did not post this. I am simply reading.
Did you repost it?
No. Okay. God, no.
Okay.
I all I comment is somebody's going to get triggered.
Yeah. No, it's fair. Is it true?
Just state your source.
Even D-Led. You know, I don't just cover football, Mike and Carl. I love basketball and playing defense. That's effort.
Yes, it is.
You got to commit to defense.
That's it. Starts with the D.
And they don't.
I'm not worried.
It starts with the D. Here's the deal. I thought they were going to get a little revenge last night.
Oh, did you?
I thought that,
well,
hey.
Well, when you're up 15, like, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Halfway through the third, you think you got it in hand.
I was like, oh, we're going to get a little revenge. Bulls, get out of here. And then we lose the game at the end. By the way, last night hurt
This is embarrassing, folks.
Thank you, Steve. Last night hurt more than the other night, the previous night, what, 2 nights ago?
Right.
Because you had the game in hand. So we are going to talk to Raheem Morris here on the show, as we do each and every Wednesday. Normally, we are up at Flowery Branch, guys, but because it's Christmas Eve and the practice schedule and all the things going on, we are going to get Coach on, and we're going to talk to Bijan Robinson as well. And I think Coach is ready to go as Raheem Morris joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ra, what is going on today? How was practice?
Carl, man, it was good, man. You know, got the fellas in. You know, was able to combine walk through and practice so they can get home and have a little dinner with their family. But got the work necessary to get in, did all things we need to do in order to go against a really good football team this weekend.
And, Coach, first off, Merry Christmas to you and the family, and got a great win. That was fun to watch, man. How did you guys come up with that plan to shut down Trey McBride?
I wouldn't say that, man. It's never a shutdown this week. You know, you got to go out there and you got to contain people as much as you possibly can. And the fellas did a nice job of planning it as far as a coach's standpoint. And then the guys did a nice job of going out there and executing it. When you're talking about the plays that Jesse made at the end of the game, man, just like going out there making some big-time plays. You got big-time players making those kind of plays. That's how you give yourself a chance to win. You know, going back to our joke from last week, man, that's called finding a way to win, and that's what they did.
They did, and it was a good win, 26-19, as the Falcons went on the road out west. I know you've been asked about Bijan all week, but, you know, for our audience, I just feel like we know he's a special player. We know he's a special human being. But the things he's been able to accomplish this year are pretty incredible. You know, when you talk about Ra, the company that he's in now, and we know him being named to a Pro Bowl is also something, you know, when you start talking about the Falcons in the future, people are looking at this. Just talk about the Bijan you're around day in and day out. Maybe the guy that we don't get a chance to see. What is he about?
You know, it's really hard because when you talk about it, it almost sounds fake. You know, but what the guy is, because the guy is his authentic self every single day. You know, he's faith, he's football, and then everything else falls in after those lines, you know, like that's what he does, man. It's like everything, and it really falls in those lines. It really falls in that way. He makes you a better person when you're around him. You know, everything he thinks about is for his teammates and how to get his teammates better and what he can do more. How can he help more? The questions he asks, they even go into the lines of, you know, what else do I need to do this week to win this football game? And a lot of times we ask him to carry the load. And we ask him to go out there and be on the receiving end of it or the rushing end of it. You know, the only thing I haven't asked him to do is play a little defense and make a tackle. But, I mean, the guy will be willing to do any and everything for the football team, for this fan base, you know, for this organization. He loves it, man. And, like, it shows every day.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We tried to get it out of Kirk Cousins last week. Come on, man. You want to come back? Take a little off the top? You've had conversations. I mean, it just seems like this offense is flowing. And next year with Michael Penix, I know he's back in the facility. But, I mean, you think there's any chance Kirk could come back and you can make it work?
You know, obviously, you always go evaluate things in the offseason and look at everything and how it works and how all those things work. We brought Kirk in here for a reason because, you know, the way he played the last couple of weeks and the things that he's been able to do and the things that he did when he led us to a 6-3 record when he first got out there. You know, obviously, we went out and got our quarterback of the future and our quarterback that was playing for us, and he's playing really well. Got hurt, obviously, and he's going to come back. But you always got to figure and factor in to what can happen. You know, at the beginning of the year, you had a different tune, man. You were trying to get him out of here and ship him off. But, you know, we know who the guy is. We know the person, the character, you know, his family. You know, a lot like Bijan, you're talking about the human off the field and the things that he brings to our team. So we're just excited to have him. We're excited to have him close out the season for us, and then everything else take care of itself as the season ends.
Rod, the team, obviously, the offense feels like it's clicking better. Are you willing to say that's because of Kirk?
You never want to put it on one person. You know, usually you put too much blame on one person or you give one person too much credit. And really, I think it's just the being in sync all across the board. You know, Kyle Pitts is playing better. You know, Bijan Robinson is being who he is. Our offensive line is playing well. You know, we have an ability to be a guard and run the football and really control it for 38 minutes, not turn the football over, find ways to get the ball to our guys that we need to get the ball to in critical moments, having Kyle come up with big-time conversion downs and doing those things. All those things factor in. And then on the other side, the flip side of that is being able to get off the grass and get the ball back for these guys so they can control the tempo of the game and dictate terms. You know, in that game, last game we're talking about, we would like to go ahead and dictate terms even further by getting those third and ones or that fourth and one that we're not able to get at the end of the game. And that would really get you clicking and really get you into a different space. You know, but, you know, fortunately for us, the last couple of weeks, we've been able to overcome a little bit of adversity going down against Tampa, going down early in this game. And you get a chance to see the guys fight. And I think that no-blink mentality is something that's been nice for us.
Yeah, 7 of 14 on third downs were the Falcons against the Cards, 2 of 5. The first down, the fourth down plays, we talked about it with Dave Archer yesterday, Coach, and despite the injuries, they had some real size and playmakers in the middle of their interior. Is that what stopped those short yardage plays?
They had some dogs. You know, one of them was a self-inflicted wound on our own, but the other one, you know, they kind of stopped us. They stuffed us. We'd like to be able to get downhill and be able to make that play with Tyler and be able to block a little bit better. But, you know, we've got to give the other team credit like we always do. But, you know, it is what it is. Our defense had an opportunity to go out there and close the show, and they closed it.
Were you aware of the Jake Matthews play?
Oh, yeah.
And did it work? Did it work in practice?
Go check my history, man. We threw a pass just like that to Donald Penn, man, for a touchdown in 2000. None of your business. And it was absolutely outstanding. So being able to get that shown, I would have loved to see him catch it. I would love to see him get a touchdown for himself. Be able to make that play. Those plays come up once in a lifetime, and I love to see him make it. And I didn't want to be around him after he dropped that pass, so right. It is what it is.
It's Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Christmas Eve. Appreciate the time. Coach, we've talked all season long about, you know, the goals and trying to get the job done and where you are with Arthur Blank. I just want to let you know, I don't know how much, if you tune us out, please don't, but the listeners is a big chunk of the audience that wants to see you back next year. That's got to make you feel good.
You know, you can't ride the emotional roller coaster. It definitely makes you feel good. And all of those things, but you got to just have a belief and a common belief in what you're trying to get done. And I really see things going the right way. When you're talking about the guys that we're talking about, like a Bijan Robinson, like a Drake London, like the front that we have up here when we talk about our five, what we start to do when it's talking about creating the pass rush, some of the things on the back end are starting to happen with Wadden and a Jesse Bates, and some of those things, like you got no choice but to go out there and get better. And we got to do some better things as far as execution. We got to do some better things as far as coaching. We got to do some better things across the board. But I tell you what, man, I like my chances, and I like our chances to be able to go out here and do what we want to get done and get the things that we want to get accomplished.
If you could do it all over again, do you revisit Kirk Cousins as your starter from the jump?
Or you never want to play the what-if games and all those type of things. got a lot of confidence in Michael Penix and what he was able to do at the beginning of the season and how he started the game off with us in that Tampa game, man. When he checked Superman, it almost won us that football game and got really close to doing it. Or just being to watch him throw some of the passes and, like, have the highest percentage of downfield and some of the play action passes he was able to do. Unfortunately, got hurt. But I also, at the same time, told you guys, I had a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. Our organization had a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. It was the reason that he was here. It was the reason that we let him go in the game. It was the reason he won the game and just assumed the position that he had to. And he's led us to some big-time wins.
Rob, Michael Penix is back with the team at the facility. What's the young man's mindset? What are you saying to him? And as he goes through this rehab process for him, obviously he knows what this is like. He's done it a couple of different times. What's his mental like right now?
It's been awesome, man. You know, obviously when you first find out and you go through the heartbreak of everything that you're going to miss the rest of the season, that's obviously tough. But he has a great support group, man, when it comes to his parents, his father in particular. I know he talked to, you know, as we went to his house and do some of those things, and, like, you know, his wife, a soon-to-be wife, I should say, they got a big support group here when it comes to that. And then when he gets in the building, you know, to be able to watch him around his teammates and how much the guys love him and how much he cares for those guys, and to watch him without guys. And really he's focused on, you know, getting healthy first and foremost. He's focused on, you know, what he can do, if anything, to be able to help the football team this year. And then he's focused on, obviously, how he's going to attack this offseason to come back as strong as ever.
All right, Raheem, you get to play with your old team, man, the Rams, and all the guys that you had a big part of developing, and they're playing for everything. So how weird is that going to feel?
You know, fun. You know, like, I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to go out there, and they're fighting for a one seed. You know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship. And everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with them when we done it, and I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
That Puka Nacua dude is nasty, though, Raw. I mean, he's a tough character.
He's a dog.
He is, man. Like how? And again, not getting into the game plan, but nobody's really been able to slow him down this year. 1592, that's how many yards he's got. He's got 8 touchdowns. He's been so effective.
What do you mean this year? I mean, I think since he stepped on campus.
It's true.
I think since he stepped on campus, he's been unstoppable. He's been a force to deal with. He was out there with one of the best wideouts in the game at the time in Cooper Kupp, and he's transitioned to one of the best wideouts to ever play the game in Davante Adams. And he is still a dominant figure. He's playing with Weapon X out there at quarterback. And I think Stafford think the world of him and what he was able to do. You know, won us a ring, won us a championship. And there is no doubt in my mind that's what their focus is. Their singular focus is on winning. Their singular focus is on a we, not me mentality. And they're going out and trying to do everything they can to win the football game. And I love it. That presents a great challenge for us. That lets us know and be able to go out there and a matchup with one of the best teams in the National Football League, if not the best, and we love the challenge.
We were talking about, you know, this consulting firm, which has been involved with the organization for a while, and, I mean, everybody knows, look, you got it's performance-based. You got to do your job. It don't matter if somebody's looking over your shoulder. But when you talk about the big picture and talking with Arthur and the season's over, and one of the selling points, we were just talking about this yesterday, Ra, your involvement in maybe helping to pick some of the personnel. How involved were you in Dorless and all the other pieces last year and the guys we added in this year's draft?
You know, obviously, you never got to get into the credit searching business in this business, you know. And part of the search firm things you're talking about is how to formulate this roster and these teams that are built together, right? We just talked about it with the Rams, right? That the same search firm went out and talked with the Rams and all the powers to be there. And I was there for that, and I've seen that. I've seen it do them here before. So I know these guys really well. We talked about all these things. And it's building it together, right? You never got to – when you go find those buildings of people looking for credit, that's when you find issues. And that's not what this building is going to be. It's never going to be about that. We did all those things together. You know, whether we picked them, whether we got them, whether we sold them out, whether we had all our arguments and things behind the scenes to go out there and formulate who we wanted to take, who we wanted to add to our football team, that's all on us. And as long as it's going to be an us thing, I love it, man. Like, and that's what it's about right here, man. Like, I think Terry and his staff do such a great job. I think the involvement that they allow us to have as far as the coaching staff to be involved in a selection of guys is well documented. I think us all going in and collaborating in a great way and being able to find players that fit our ethos to be able to come in here and define what we want to be is the most important thing.
So you will not take credit for James Pierce Jr. You did not say, I want him.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, that's not the deal.
Okay.
We
okay.
take
okay.
credit for him, just like we are raising him, and we will have the last say on how will we define those moments.
I want to ask you how important these last two games are. Mike and I were having this conversation yesterday, and I'm a full disclosure with our audience. Rod, you have a lot of support. I don't know if you know this or not. There are a lot of people in our city who say, despite the record, you obviously deserve another opportunity to come back and coach this team and show us, you know, in 2026. And I don't know if that surprises you. I don't know if you're even hearing this. But how important are these last two? Because we could win out and have a four-game win streak. I said to Mike, that looks a lot better on the resume. And I think it's important from where you guys are as a coaching staff and certainly the organization.
You know, I think it will be a little short-term thinking on my part. But I do think this. I do think winning is the most important thing in this organization. And winning is what you want to be about. And you don't have to, you don't get a chance to practice winning often. And when you do, take advantage of it.
I know, Coach, we've talked about, you know, if I ran the team, you wouldn't want me running the team. I'd be very unhappy. But if you have to talk to Arthur at the end of the year and he says, Rod, we're bringing you back, but you got to move on from a couple of assistants, how would you handle that?
Yeah, you always going to have discussions. You know, what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? What are the procedures? What are the reasons? You know, what are all those things involved? You know, when we move on from those people, what are the options that are available? You know, what do these options look like? What are they? Do they fit our ethos? Does it matter? Is that going to help us win? Is that going to help us get to the next level? You know, all of these things have to be decided. You know, like the who, what, when game. You know, that's easy to play when you're not in the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in the mix, you better make sure you make good, sound decisions for good, sound reasons.
Real quick, the Jamal Agnew situation. The reports are you guys wanted to bring him back on the practice squad, but he got claimed. Coach, was that just being unhappy with the way things were going with his production?
No, you know, we had made Agnew a healthy scratch the last couple of weeks. We hadn't got the things and the things desired that we wanted to get out of when we went out and got him in free agency. You know, obviously, he wanted to come in and be a spark plug for us, be able to flip the field, be able to utilize him that way. Some of it was Agnew's fault, some of it was not, right? But we wanted to give some other people another chance. We were able to get out there and get, you know, obviously Tompkins out there, be able to get Drum out there the last couple of weeks and return for us. So we made the shift. We had to get other people up on the roster to put him down, put him on our practice squad, or the thought was to put him on our practice squad. You know, obviously it didn't work out that somebody can claim him. He got claimed, I believe, by Washington. We wish him nothing but the best. He was a great teammate. I was glad to be around him for the little short time that I was. And you know, it's one of those things that just happened and didn't work out for us at the end of the day. And those transactions happen all the time in the National Football League.
How often do you talk with Sean? I love Sean McVay. I love the way he goes about his business. And I know you guys won a Super Bowl together. How often do you visit with him?
A lot. You know, that's my brother. There's no doubt about that. Obviously not this week. Love him every week, but this week. And it's something we got to go do. You know, we'll hug after the game. So you guys can talk about that and do all of those things. But it is what it is, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And you win Super Bowls with people, man. You form these everlasting relationships. It was funny. I was talking to the media today, and like I know Gary Klein, and I know Jordan Rodrigue, and I know Sarah Bishop,
yep.
and all of those people, Lindsey Theory, all of those people. They were a part of that football team in my head, and everybody that was on that radio show out there was a part of that football team. And when we win how we want to win, you'll be a part of our football team like I want you to be, and I can't wait to make that happen for the city.
We can't either. We want it. We want another win on Monday night. Rod, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Obviously, we will chop it up next week. It's Saints, but we got to worry about these Rams first, guys, and that'll be Monday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rod, thanks for the time today.
Thanks, y'all, man. Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
You too, Coach.
All right, that's Coach Raheem Morris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.